धर्मभिरिताम् श्रेष्ठ स्थानम् निर्देष्टुम् अर्हसि यत्रैव नियतो वत्स्य आतिष्ठन्ते अनुशासनम् तन्मे धर्मभृताम् श्रेष्ठ स्थानम् निर्देष्टुम् अर्हसि यत्रैव नियतो वत्स्य आतिष्ठस्ते अनुशासनम् तन्मे धर्मभृताम् श्रेष्ठ स्थानम् निर्देष्टुम् अर्हसि यत्रैव नियतो वत्स्य आतिष्ठस्ते अनुशासनम् word meaning tat therefore me dharma pritam of all the protectors of religion shrestha o chief sthanam place nirdeshtum fix arhasi may you do so yatra where eva certainly nityatah always vatsye can reside atishtan permanently situated te your anusashanam under your rule. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: therefore, O chief amongst the protectors of religion, please fix some place for me where I can live permanently under the protection of your government. Purport: the personality of Kali addressed Maharaj Parikshit as the chief amongst the protector of religiosity because the king refrained from killing a person who surrendered unto him. A surrendered soul should be given all protection, even though he may be an enemy. That is the principle of religion. And we can just imagine what sort of protection is given by the personality of Godhead to the person who surrenders unto him, not as an enemy, but as a devoted servitor. The Lord protects the surrendered soul from all sins and all resultant reactions of sinful acts. Bhagavad Gita 18:66. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले कदम रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभयेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास्तवि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा वेलकम एवरीवन टू आवर श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास थैंक यू एवरीवन फॉर गिविंग मी चांस for speak on this verse so that I can purify myself and it may help others. I will read the translation one more. Therefore, O chief amongst the protector of religion, please fix some place for me where I can live permanently under the protection of your government. So in this chapter, Parikshit Maharaj has caught Kali red-handed while he was punishing, while he was hitting the bull and mother cow. So when it was established that it was him only who was doing all this, so he took out his sword to punish Kali. And that time, seeing the danger, the danger ahead, Kali immediately left his all kingly attire, the sign of king, and immediately surrender unto Parikshit Maharaj. And here, in this verse, we see that Kali, what Kali is doing, that he is asking from Parikshit Maharaj for some place where he can reside and where he can live permanently under the protection of your government, Anusasanam, under your rule. Sasana means where one can be ruled properly. He can't do whatever he wants. He has, all of his actions are supervised and he is always under scrutiny. So he knows that Parikshit Maharaj is a person who can give shelter. A thief knows that who is not a thief. And if he is expert thief or miscreant, then he knows all the way better than who around him are not doing or acting like him. So here Kali has seen Parikshit Maharaj. He was residing in the kingdom of Parikshit Maharaj and he was not finding any place, and finally he hit mother cow and bull. So he was aware of the situation. So when Parikshit Maharaj tried to punish him, he immediately took shelter. And he knew that there is no better person than Parikshit Maharaj who can give shelter. And here Parikshit Maharaj is addressed as Dharma Vritam, upholder of religion. Dharma Vritam Varam. Dharma Vritam Sreshta. So he is the upholder of religion. In his whole life, Parikshit Maharaj followed the footsteps of his forefathers, his father, and always remembered Lord Krishna. Wherever he went, his only purpose was to see that his citizens were doing well and all are engaged in Krishna conscious activities. Wherever he went, People used to glorify his forefathers. And in that, it is not that just, it was his family lineage. That's why he was becoming happy. His forefathers were related with Krishna. He himself was related with Krishna. He himself was saved while he was in the womb of his mother Uttara. At that time, Krishna appeared the size of a thumb and was revolving around the womb of Uttara, inside the womb of Uttara, and saved Parikshit Maharaj from the heat of Brahmastra. So this incident where Kali is being punished, at that time Parikshit Maharaj has gone out to see that there is nothing wrong happening in his kingdom. We find in Srimad Bhagavatam Mahatmya that when the queens of Dwarka, they had come to Vrindavan, at that time Mother Kalindi, she was always happy, but other queens were not happy because they all were feeling the separation from Krishna. They all were residing in Mathura under the protection of Vajranath, the great grandson of Krishna. So one day they all asked her that, how you are always happy? You are not feeling the separation of Krishna? So she said, no, I have never felt that Krishna is separated. I always felt that Krishna is present here. So they were not agreeing. Then she asked Sandilya Muni to come and he will reveal. When Sandilya Muni came, he said that Krishna has never left Vrindavan. He is always there. And if you all want to know the presence of Krishna, then go at Uddhav Kund, Uddhav Kyari, and there you all pray to him. If he appears, and then he will reveal you the presence of Krishna in Vrindavan. So they all went there and they were praying there. And suddenly Uddhav ji appeared and he said, actually Krishna is here. He has not left. He is always there in Vrindavan. So if you want to release it, then hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And then all asked them to narrate the story of Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastime of Krishna. So Uddhav ji agreed, but then he said that while I am speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, one person should guard and there should be no disturbance anywhere. So Parikshit Maharaj was assigned the duty of guarding, that there is nothing wrong is going anywhere. Then Parikshit Maharaj said, I also want to hear this Srimad Bhagavatam. But it was said that, don't worry, for you the special arrangement has been made, and from you this the Bhagavatam story will continue, and the people will know that this Bhagavatam was told to you, was spoken to you by Sukadeva Goswami. So from you the parampara will start. Don't worry about yourself. You just do your duty right now and later you will be taken care by Krishna himself in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he went out to check. There is nothing happening wrong. There is nothing happening wrong happening in his kingdom. And while going to all these places, one place he find this incident was happening, where a person who was having the attire of king and he was punishing mother cow and bull. He was hitting them. Almost all three legs were broken of the bull of the dharma, and mother cow was also bleeding profusely. So at that time when he saw, and he immediately realized that it is the work of this person who was Kali. So he wanted to punish, but he didn't want to punish immediately without ascertaining the cause, that whether he is the right person or not. So first he established the cause and then he was ready to punish. So this is dharma, he has written dharma britam sreshta, who is the upholder of religion. Although he had come to the conclusion immediately by seeing the situation that Kali is the person who is terrifying, but he didn't do immediately, he gave the punishment, but he waited for the verdict of mother cow and bull. And when it was established, that time he was ready to punish Kali. And Kali was in trouble. So when a rogue is in trouble, he knows that we cannot, that who cannot help him. His friends especially, they cannot help him, a miscreant. So whom he then takes shelter? At that time, he takes shelter of someone who is very genuine, who is very integrated in his life, in his character. Because ultimate help will come from these type of people. There is example of one devotee who was in government service, and his integrity was very famous. He was very honest. He was not taking any bribe. The story of one devotee from Maharashtra only. So, and he used to get transferred now and then because he was so much honest. He was not taking any bribe, and he was not helping also anyone to have this bribe. So what happened is, once this minister who was in charge of his department, something, a drought or something happened, so he assigned this person for his own home district where all this government help can be distributed properly. At that time, all these politicians who are famous normally for doing corruption, they didn't have faith on their own people who are all like them only. So that time he had faith on this devotee, and he assigned the duty of to this devotee and transferred to his own home district so that his reputation will be intact there, that he is a nice person, he has helped properly. So we see that these rogues and ruffians, they also take shelter of person who are having high moral standard, character. Ultimately, they take shelter because they know that this person can help us. Otherwise, if they go to any other person like them, they will be exploited. They will be misled. We see the our Sad Goswami, that how they were famous. Dhira dhira jana priyau, priya karo, nirmat sarav pujitau. The Sad Goswami were famous among the ruffians and the rogues. And devotees, they were not only famous amongst the devotees, they were famous among the ruffians and rogues. Because these ruffians and rogues, they also knew that he is our well-wisher. He will never do any harm, and he will always he will see that how we are satisfied, we are happy. So this is the integrity of the people who are following dharma, who are having high moral standards. So these miscreants, they also put their faith ultimately on the person who are having a high moral standard, and especially if someone is devotee. And the other person has seen their character through a long period of time, then it is but natural that people have trust on such people. When people come to temple, we see that if any devotee who is there in saffron, many people come to you and they will share their very situation which they are going through, which is very much disturbing them and which is very much personal, which they are not able to share with anyone. And you may wonder that why they are sharing to me. Why? Because they feel that this color, this cloth is having high moral standard. They are practicing that. So it is our duty that since we are following this path, so we should be very much integrated in our character. We very much honest that following the four relative principles and following our sadhana properly. So here, Kali is asking Parikshit Maharaj, fix some place for me. He is asking for shelter, as he knows, if he don't surrender, he will be killed. There is no place for him, no place for rogues and miscreants in the kingdom of Parikshit Maharaj. And these type of people who are rogues and miscreants, they always create chaos and havoc in the society, ultimately. Now, khud chain se rahte hai, na dusre ko chain se rahne dete hai. This is the mentality of such people. Neither they live peacefully, nor they do allow others to live peacefully. People with such rogue mentality create havoc. Example is that when a dog becomes become mad, then the dog bites everyone, whoever he sees. So a maddened dog and maddened elephant, they create havoc. Maddened dog will bite anyone and maddened elephant will tremble. Just few days back, what happened just nearby area in Grant Road, we have heard the news that one person, just in the spree of fit and anger, he hit with dagger to his neighbors and killed 3 people. Just because he wanted to take revenge with his wife and daughter, and they somehow escaped the place. And he was such a fit that he became mad and he killed everyone. And later on, he was lamenting that what he has done. So this is the situation, one who is rogue and having this mentality that he creates havoc with others, he disturbs others. And mad elephant tramples. He will not do in a fit of anger, but he will do all this havoc by becoming maddened and feeling that he is a very important person. He will not give any value to others. Maddened elephant, maddened with what? Normal people are maddened with pride, prestige, birth, education, wealth. All these things normally which are considered very good and which are sought after, but when they are not managed properly, then they create an illusion in the person and the person feels that I am such a great person. And he doesn't give any value to others and he just dishonors others. And in the process, he tramples on others. So mad dog is ultimately killed and mad elephant is also ultimately killed. If we are having this mentality, then we have to kill the mentality which is inside of us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kali kukur kadan yadi chaho he, Kali yuga pavan kali bhayanasan, Sri Sachinandan gao he. So this Kali, he is saying that this Kali kukur, this Kali is like dog. And if you want to get relief of this Kali Yuga, the effect of Kali Yuga, you can't get relief of this Kali Yuga because this is going to last for 4,27 more years, 4,27,000 more years. So we can't get rid of this Kali Yuga, but if we want to get rid of the effect of this Kali Yuga, we should take shelter of the holy name of Lord Gauranga. In his shelter only we will be able to overcome the effect of this Kali Yuga. So when one is in this position where he is maddened by different anartha, then he needs someone to show them the proper way. If they are not transformed, then they will be ultimately killed. So our heart is also like that. And sometimes it behaves like dog, sometimes like elephant, influenced by the anarthas of lust, anger, greed. When the person who is residing inside, who has become turned hostile, then the influence of anartha is very much there. And it takes a long, long time to correct that and to kill that mentality. And Krishna descends for this purpose so that he can give the knowledge of scriptures, the association of his devotees, so that the living entity can get attracted to him. And then gradually start the process of purifying himself, and especially the process which is given in this Kali Yuga, the chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So when we take shelter of this process, take shelter of this sadhana bhakti, then gradually there is chance that we will be, chance now, there is sure that we will purify ourselves. But you have to be very sincere in our process, otherwise we will miss. We will just keep on chanting, but that effect of chanting will not come. Why? Because anarthas are not removing, because we are not focusing in our chanting, inattentive chanting, inattentive dealing. Whatever we are doing, we have to do with attention. If inattention is there, then no effect will be there. Everyone will think that this person is engaged in devotional service since so long, but anarthas are same as it was earlier. Why it is same? Because we are not able to focus properly. If you are able to focus, anartha will be there, but gradually it will subside. And people see that, oh, he is practicing nicely. Because we have seen that in devotional service, a person may become angry many times, and still being angry. And one person was asking me, Prabhuji, I got so much anger. Time and again I commit mistake and I become angry on many persons. So I said, yes, you become angry. I have seen you. But since last 20 years or 10 years, I have also seen that the amount or number of time you are becoming angry has been decreased so much. The frequency has decreased, the intensity has decreased. So, okay, you feel that you are becoming angry, but that is good that you are aware of your faults and you are trying to improve on that. So we all are like that. If we are properly engaged in devotional service, then our artha are going to decrease slowly. So it is said here, but one may ask the question, why Parikshit Maharaj allowed this Kali Yuga, which is full of so many faults, then why he allowed him to stay here? Why? Because Kali Yuga was ordained by the Lord himself that he will stay. The lifespan of Kali Yuga is 4,32,000 years. It has never happened that Kali Yuga has escaped. Satyug, Treta, Dwapar and then Satyug. No, we have at least not seen any recorded history in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this phase will also come. No one can avoid. It is just like old age. No one wants old age. And there are so many faults in old age. We can't sit properly. We can't hear properly. Although for me it is a theoretical. Because I have not become so old. So, old age no one wants. Senses are weak. But still one has to face that. One can't say that, no, I will not go through old age. Before old age, I will finish myself. This will not going to happen. No one likes to end their life. They always pass through their fourth age of old age. So what then one has to do? So instead of complaining about the old age, take the wisdom of old age. That how one can perform better, how one can utilize. So whatever one has performed in his youth, or done sadhana, so all things, these things are like theoretical knowledge, and old is like applying that. So when you are old, whether I am able to focus myself on the holy name, whether I am able to sit and chant properly, whether I am able to focus my mind on Krishna, if these things are happening or not, so these are like test. Old age is like test, and whole age we are preparing. It is not that tests are not coming before old age. Tests are always coming, but old age is especially like a test where whatever we have learned in devotional service, that is going to be tested. And that time, if we are situated properly in our consciousness, then we will overcome all the bad effects of the human or of the material existence. That is, we will perform our sadhana properly and we will go back home, back to Godhead. So focus on remembering Krishna. And realize how this body is cause of great suffering too, not only for enjoyment. This body is cause of great sufferings. And then come out of this great suffering and take shelter of eternal shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna. Similarly, Parikshit Maharaj knew that this Kali Yuga can't be finished. Although he was having capacity to finish this Kali Yuga. As it was said that when Sringi cursed Maharaj Parikshit, he could have counter cursed, but he refrained from doing so. He was having the ability, but he refrained from doing so. So similarly, Parikshit Maharaj refrained from doing so, and he utilizes this kal, this time, Kali Yuga, in the best possible ways, so that this Kali Yuga can give benefit to others. The best use of bad bargain. We see that in Srimad Bhagavatam Mahatmya from Padma Puran, Uttarakhanda, that when Parikshit Maharaj was moving around, and at that time he faced Kali Yuga, and it is written there, Drishto Digvijayo Ragya Dinvak Charanam Gataha Na maya maraniyo ayam saranga eva sarabhuk. That King Parikshit saw this Kali Yuga, that he has taken shelter of him. So he thought that he is not to be killed. Saranga eva sarabhaga. She saw the essence of this Kali Yuga. That this Kali Yuga, although it is full of so many faults, but it has one good quality. Sukhdev Maharaj. So what is the benefit? The next verse describes, Yat phalam nasti tapsa na yogena samadhinat. Tat phalam labhate samyak kalau keshava kirtanat. The benefit one achieves from tapasya, from austerity, from yoga, from samadhi. So the benefit which one can't achieve from all these things, samadhi, tapasya and yoga, that can be very easily achieved by Keshava Kirtana, by the kirtan, by the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, of Keshava. And samyak kalo, full-fledged. In other process one will get some partial benefit, but here it is a samyak kalo. In total he will get the benefit if he engages himself in the kirtan process, which is available, very easily available in Kali Yuga. Ekakaram Kali Drishtva Saratvat Sarinas Sarnisaram Vishnu Ratha Sthapitvan Kali Janam Sukhayacha. So he saw that although this Kali Yuga is full of fault, but it has nirasam, it has no sar, but he has one thing, that chanting with the holy name, and for that thing he established one. He allowed Kali to stay, Kali Janam Sukhaya, for the pleasure of the Kali Janam, the person who are born in this Kali Yuga, Jana. All the person who are born in Kali Yuga, for their pleasure, he allowed this Kali Yuga to stay. Although people who are not surrendered to, anyone who is not surrendered to Krishna, he will not be able to derive pleasure. But anyone who is taking shelter of Krishna, his holy name, they will derive happiness. For such people, he allowed Kali to stay. Kali Janam Sukhayacha. And that's why Parichit Maharaj, when he was asking question from Sukhdev Goswami, then Sukhdev Goswami in 12th canto, he says that Kalir Dos Nidhe Rajan Asti Heoko Mahan Guna Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Pram Bhajet. So although this Kali Yuga is full of fault, but hey Rajan, O King, there is one good quality in this. Eko asti mahan guna. Very big quality is there. Kirtana deva Krishna. So if one performs the kirtan of Krishna, he will be liberated from this material universe. So seeing this, Parishit Maharaj allowed Kali to stay. And this is the principle of religion. If anyone surrenders, he should be protected. He should be given all protection. And surrender means full protection, full surrender. It is not that half surrender. If one surrender half, then he is keeping his life in danger. His life is at risk. If some terrorist surrenders, but he surrenders half-heartedly, and he still tries to pick up the gun, then what is the chance that immediately the forces will shoot him? So if we are surrendering, we have to surrender. So gradually, our surrender also doesn't come on the first day. By seeing the process, by applying this principle, we gradually, our surrender increases day by day. Here Parishit Maharaj is giving shelter to Kali. Although he is such a person that giving shelter to such a person is always dangerous. Because he will try to influence others. And what Kali Yuga actually does, that since Kali Yuga is here, he has given shelter, he tried to influence everyone what to speak about non-devotee. Even devotees are influenced by Kali Yuga, the Kali personified. But nonetheless, the the authority who are higher, so they never fail to give protection. Who are mature, they never fail to protection of one who admits his faults and try to improve. In our life also we have seen that many times we have performed mistakes, but we have been forgiven by our seniors. I remembered many times that in my childhood I have done so many mistakes, but I was forgiven. Once I went to school and did some mischief and came to home, and I thought that no one is knowing anything. But somehow or other the news came and my father was searching for me, that where I am. So, ultimately, I also came to know that father is searching for me, and we three, some four, five boys were there. So we are almost caught. So be ready. When I reached home, so mother was knowing, and he said, "Where are you?" Father has went to search for you. 2-3 times he went to school. My school was 3-4 kilometers away, and we were not coming from the direct route. We have come from some other path. And then she said, "You have done this?" I said, "Yes." So I said, "Now I am finished." Now mother also knows, father has also known that this our son has done this wrong. So mother fed me lunch, and I was ready, just preparing consciously that now father will come and thrash me. So be ready. When you are ready for the thrashing, then it hits less. When you are not ready, then it will hurt you more. So I was ready, but when father came, I was sitting inside and I was having my lunch, and my mother was in the first room. My father came and she said, "See, our son has done this wrong, so don't say anything to him." So my father didn't say anything to her and to me also. So I was shocked. Earlier I used to think many times that I have done this mistake and no one has noticed me. See, how cleverly I have fooled them, my parents. But now I realize I was not able to fool them. They just ignored me, thinking, and they just ignored that I have done this mistake. They gave me a chance so that I can improve. So many times we feel that our superiors are dumb. They are not able to detect what is going within me and what I am doing outside. Most of the time, they are able to observe, but they remain silent, so that many things we learn from our surroundings, from our experiences. Once I was having fight with my elder brother, and I became so maddened that I took a stone and directly hit him, hurled at him, and it hit on his leg and he started bleeding. Since I was younger, so I knew, now it's my turn. I have hit him, so be ready. He just vanished from the other part. I thought he will come from any other direction and he will catch me. We were playing outside. He came after 1 hour. He went to dispensary. He put bandage on his leg and he said nothing about all this, what he has got hurt in his leg. And that gave me so much hurt in my pain. I hurt. It gave so much pain in my head that I tried to hit him, but he is saying nothing to me. So this type of incident gave you a chance to introspect yourself that where you are going wrong and how we can improve. It is not that I ask for such situation all the time, but sometimes this happens in our life. And we feel that, oh, these are the person who are worthy to take shelter, because they will guide us properly in our journey back home, back to Godhead. And people are full of such person in devotional service, but just we have to identify them and take shelter. And then our life can be successful. We have to take shelter in right mood. Here, in the last line of purport, Prabhupada is writing that, and we can just imagine what sort of protection is given by the personality of Godhead to the person who surrenders unto him, not as an enemy, but as a devoted servitor. So all other examples here, Parikshit Maharaj and worldly people, they are just in their giving shelter, they are very much having, they are not having the capacity of Krishna, but Krishna is having unlimited capacity to give shelter. Since time immemorial, he is giving shelter and is waiting for us that when we will turn ourselves towards him and fully surrender to him, Krishna is always ready. It is said that when we take one step towards Krishna, he takes 10 steps towards us. So it is his all merciful nature, and he is saying in Bhagavad Gita, "The Lord protects the surrendered soul from all sins and all resultant reactions of sinful acts. Otherwise, from our own self, we will not be able to finish our karma, what misdeeds we have done in this material world. However worse we will take, we will not be able to finish our misdeeds through prayaschit. Because whichever birth we will take and we will try to finish the earlier karma, we will create fresh karma. It is not going to finish. So ultimately Krishna has to come in picture. So it is said that Krishna can only finish our sins and resultant reactions of sinful acts. Sarva dharman pratyajya mamekam saranam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokcheshyami masuchah. Krishna is saying this in Bhagavad Gita 1866. That surrender fully unto me, I will protect you from all sinful reactions. Hare Krishna. So we should take shelter of Krishna, His holy name, the devotees who are representing Krishna and who are constantly guiding us. Krishna is there, He is omnipotent. But devotees are His representative and they are always around us. They are seeing us. Krishna is seeing always, but He is not telling us. But devotees are always observant, always observeful that what we are doing. And they immediately many times correct us. So we should see the feedback of devotees as hand of Krishna, that He is allowing this devotee to guide me properly in devotional service. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Any question or comment? Thank you. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaura Premanande. Thank you.